The program for Tuesday, fellas. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. God is infinite in moral goodness, holiness, and perfection. How have men responded to such attributes of God? In the 6th chapter of Isaiah, we have the call of Isaiah to his prophetic work. Let's notice this. He has a vision of God in the temple, a vision that represents God. In verse 1 of Isaiah 6, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple." So he has a vision in a tangible sense in reference to God here in the temple. And then we have the seraphims, the angels crying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." Isaiah was overwhelmed with the holiness and the goodness of God. And notice verse 5 of the 6th chapter of Isaiah, what he says. "Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." All men who have experienced close encounters with God have freely admitted their guilt. That's what Isaiah did. He says, woe is me, I am undone. I know one time the disciple Peter in the presence of the Lord says in Luke 5:8, "Depart from me, Lord, because I'm a sinful man." In Acts 9:6, seeing a vision of the Lord of glory, Saul of Tarsus trembling said, "Lord, what will you have me to do?" In the 16th chapter of John, verse 8, Jesus said the Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. So when we come in the presence of deity and all the moral goodness and holiness that is to be found, there can only be a sense of guilt and fear on our part. God is holy as we come in his presence, and it makes us want to get our lives straightened up. I find in 1 Peter chapter 1 some words that are great that this writer says, beginning here in verse 14 of 1 Peter 1. He says, "As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former ignorance in your, or lust in your ignorance rather, but as he which hath called you is holy, be ye holy also in manner of conversation or conduct. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear." God is holy. And God says, "Be thou holy, for I am holy." And how are we to respond to such an attribute of one who is sinless, perfect, holy? Well, he says that we are to pass the time of our sojourning here in fear, and that we should live a godly life in response to this. Yes, we should get our own lives straightened up as we have been convicted of our sins, even as Isaiah in Isaiah 6 experienced cleansing with the tongs of the altar in a symbolic way. The live hot coals of the tongs of the altar, his lips were purged, and he was no longer a man of unclean lips. He was a man who was purged before this all-holy God. And so it will make us fear. It will make us admit our guilt and want to get our lives in harmony with this all-holy one. In the 19th Psalm, it tells us here in verse 9 of this Psalm, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether." Yes, God is infinite in his moral goodness, holiness, and perfection. And we respond to this attribute, these wonderful attributes, by getting our lives cleaned up and wanting to be like God. The Bible says that we are to be godly like God. And we find various scriptures along that line. Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, to be perfect, even as our Heavenly Father was perfect, to be like unto him. Not that we are sinless, but that we are to be like unto him. And he is our goal and aspiration, as he is our Heavenly Father. He is holy. It says, "Be thou holy, for I am holy." And we will seek to be like the God who made us. Yes, this is how we should respond. And thank you for listening today.